Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Jimmy Jewelry.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No, I stretched.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Yeah. Motley Crue on a Wednesday. So, a couple things going on. Aaron Glenn got hired by the Jets. I have to talk about that. Zach Gelb is going to join us from the WFAN studios in New York. So, we'll see if they're excited. That means your friend Rex Ryan. I'm just thinking about this as I say it, Crowder. That means your friend Rex Ryan does not get the job. I would submit to you that was probably his last chance at ever coaching in the NFL because he's got a tie to New York. I can't imagine another team bringing him in. And if he didn't get this gig, I don't think he'll coach again in the NFL.
I don't know for sure, but I think another team would try him out because he had success. Well, to Solana's point,
but if the Jets aren't going to give him and he so publicly wanted that job, like he was really clear, like, hey, this is my job, I'm meant for it, and he didn't get it. I'm just thinking this out. I didn't even plan that, but I'm just kind of spitballing as I'm saying it. I'm like, I think that's the end of his hopes for a coaching career.
It could be. It could be. But somebody that wants to go old school and bring in just, you know, a wily vet, and they know, you know, almost somebody that wants to have a dictator or a face of the franchise, it would be Rex Ryan. But to your point, if we were taking odds, I would say he'd be on ESPN for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. We can talk
about
that.
Aaron Glenn, though. Aaron Glenn's my friend. I know.
I think it's an excellent hire. Excellent hire. Yeah. I think Jimmy Butler is at the very, very end of his Miami Heat career. Saw all the maneuvers starting to happen last night for a possible trade. He was wearing Phoenix Suns colorway almost on his shoes. But the important thing is he gave me a three-pointer on his way out the door, which cashed a parlay for me in the first quarter. I bet a parlay. Duncan Robinson over 2.5 made threes, and Jimmy Butler 1 made 3. and Duncan came out of the box. I think he ended with, what, six or seven threes last night, Solana? But he had three in the first quarter, and Jimmy Butler knocked one down in the first quarter, got to cash that ticket early. So thank you, Jimmy Butler, for everything you have done in Miami, if that was indeed the final thing that you've ever done in Miami.
Phoenix is 500. Jimmy Butler's about to turn it around. This is going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. It is going to be interesting because there's a lot of maneuvering. Solana, any idea with the teams that are being mentioned who the Heat might end up with? I saw Chris Middleton yesterday might be the big piece that the Heat ends up with.
Yeah, so yesterday, after this happens, about an hour before tip-off, you get the report that Phoenix has moved one first-round pick, 2031 for three. So they have tripled their draft capital, and you would assume that means a trade is imminent. And it wasn't like a Phoenix Suns colorway hawk. Like, he was wearing Phoenix Suns shoes yesterday on the court. And he knows everything that he's doing right now is being microanalyzed. Jimmy Butler knew what he was doing when he laced up those shoes. Chris Middleton, I saw the same thing Barry Jackson reported. Ira Anthony Chang, who also reported that, according to their sources, this is the first move of a couple moves before the big move. So Domino 1 has fallen. Chris Middleton in return to Miami. Bradley Beal goes to Milwaukee. Milwaukee will accept him to keep his no-trade clause. He'll accept a trade out of Phoenix to go to another contender. Miami, whether they get Chris Middleton and something else, gets to match the salary but keep it less than Jimmy Butler, which is a necessity in the first apron, which they're operating under. And then two of the three picks is the assumption that Miami will receive for Jimmy Butler going to Phoenix.
Listen,
picks,
he's unhappy. And if you can get something in return, picks and a Chris Middleton, God bless you. Because, I mean you have diminishing returns at this point. Like, he wants out. So if you can turn him into a couple of picks and Chris Middleton, I think you do all right there.
Oh, yeah. And then Beal or Middleton, because now really Milwaukee's saying we take Beal over Middleton to put with Giannis and Dame and then send Middleton down here. I don't know. Honestly, in my mind, Middleton's not the one I was talking about, that offensive threat I was talking about.
I'm just
about,
saying you get something for Jimmy because he's not long for the team.
It's better than nothing. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yesterday felt like the last time I'll see Jimmy Butler. And who knows, because the Heat play tomorrow, or they're scheduled to play tomorrow, then Saturday, and then they're back at home for two more. So who knows? But yesterday felt, as he walked off the floor and the Heat lost to Portland, felt like the last time I would see Jimmy Butler at the Kaseya Center in a Miami Heat jersey.
Yeah, trust me, Pat Riley and Mickey Arison, they want to get this done. They're tired of this hoo-ha. They want to get this done. Jimmy Butler wants to get it done. Everyone's better off if this thing gets done. And I hit my parlay. So really, I think everybody's a winner. In the, am I considered a major piece of the trade? Because I think I may have had something to do with that.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure Riley's talked about you in all the meetings.
Jimmy had to have heard me talking about it on the air yesterday, right? I mean, come on. Guy's managing everything that goes on with his basketball career right now.
And Solana's already turned his back on him. Once Solana turns his back on the player, you know
you're gone. Like, that to me is the barometer of when there's even the slightest chance Solana gives himself a chance to wiggle out of criticisms, but now he's all in. The guy's a bum. He wasn't just kind of wearing colorways. He was wearing official Phoenix Sun sneaks, and this guy's a bum.
He's showing his hand. His numbers are down this season. It's just he's not what he used to be.
And I think I've been too tough on Chris Middleton over the past couple years. Here's the thing with Chris Middleton. It's that the Bucks aren't using him properly. You want to talk about a player really not being used to his potential? Forget Jimmy Butler. I mean, I think he's just fallen off. This Chris Middleton has a lot left in the tank, gentlemen. A lot left in the tank.
Oh, boy. As Nico Jovic missed all his shots in the fourth quarter, I was thinking about you last night.
Ooh, did he put up an air ball? That made me think of what is Solana going to say in the postgame show. He put up some kind of look like me at the JCC, like it was 5 feet wide of the basket.
He did down by 20. They cut it to 9. Kick it out to Nico. He airballs it. Game's over.
You want to share, Solana, the drama going on with the Heat and your coverage?
And my coverage, we could yeah. share it. But there is a trend that I have picked up on, which I'm not thrilled about. So I'm sure you guys saw yesterday. I got to speak with Nico. Shoot around. I've been doing this before every Heat game. I go interview a player. I decided to film it yesterday because why not? But this is now the third straight time I interview a player for radio purposes for the pregame show, pregame shoot around, and they come out and they lay a mother bleeping dud in the game.
Mm. So, remember opening night, you put your knee on the court.
Mm-hmm. Solana, you're not that athletic, and by osmosis, you're taking their athleticism.
Maybe you're about to answer your own question now about the drama going on between you and the Heat and the broadcast industry.
I interviewed Jaime Jaquez Jr. before the Indiana game. Mind you, the Heat got blown out. He went 0-3 in that game.
Well, tell everybody what's going on. Tell everybody what's causing you consternation.
You're the little alien on Space Jam stealing people's athleticism.
Yesterday, somebody mentioned, "Oh yeah, I'll be at the Kaseya Center playing basketball in the afternoon." And I'm like, "Huh, that's interesting. Cool, like really cool." And then today, and I kind of thought, like, "Huh, that's weird. Why is this person at the Kaseya Center playing basketball?" Mm. But whatever. I walk into the studio now. Vlad is filling in for Marcos, and Vlad's like, "Yo, Solana, we're gonna need you tomorrow. Why aren't you playing?" I said, "Playing in what?" He's like, "The media tournament." I said, "What media tournament?" He's like, "The Heat media tournament, the one that we've played in several times together."
You've been in this a number of times.
3 straight years. I was the right. captain of the media tournament. Self-proclaimed captain, but I was the captain.
The captain!
And,
you know, by the way, he was not, like, he realized that we were about to jump on him for saying, "I'm the captain." I guarantee you that he tells his fiance and his parents or whatever, "Oh, I'm the captain too of the media tour." Like, he was about to flat out lie right there, caught himself and said, self-proclaimed, to try to lessen it a little bit. He 100% just blurts out whatever he feels like saying at a given moment.
Remember All Day? He was an All Day soccer player.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Until
no.
we. Till we did research,
yeah.
And then he was fourth team, and yep. then we did research
honorable
on that.
Honorable mention.
And there's no fourth team.
Yeah.
Third team all day.
No, that's not what you always said.
Third team all day.
You weren't. We looked
well,
it up.
There's a first team, there's a second team, then there's honorable mention, but there's a list for honorable mention that's third team. I don't know how else to explain it to you. Either way, listen, call me trash all you want at basketball. Say that my knees are jacked up. You know, those statements are probably true. To not invite the WQAM Heat reporter to the station's Heat basketball event is a disgrace. And I don't know. Everybody now wants to turn a blind eye. Oh, I wasn't involved in the team. Apparently, Jay Figg was inviting people. Our program director didn't even know this was happening, and our sales executive, who's in charge of it, and by the way, I love all these people, but nobody wants to take credit for it, to not even include me. I'm the station's Heat reporter is a disgrace, is an absolute embarrassment.
Let's kind of peel it back here a little bit. So why do you think this happened?
Doesn't matter. You could call me trash at basketball. You could call me unathletic. All your bits you're about to get to, Hawk, doesn't matter.
No,
an embarrassment.
I don't think it has anything to do with that, although I think all that stuff is true. I think it may be that you're not very liked.
Mm. Who cares? You could hate me. I don't care.
But no, I don't have to hang out with anybody that I don't like, and it sounds like that's what Paul and Jay Figg are essentially telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have a couple things I want to get off my chest about those two as well.
And Solana, if you know a coworker just had a heart attack, you don't invite them to run in the 5K. You're not physically capable of doing physical activities.
I tore my ACL 3 years ago. Enough.
Yeah, but you haven't done anything athletic since.
I play pickleball.
You go to the sauna.
You go to the sauna.
Hey, let me tell you about this sauna. My whole perspective on life has changed since I started hitting the sauna 3-4 times a week. I'm not kidding. You guys have to try this. I know, Hawk, last time you tried going to the sauna in your new apartment building, you were hit on by a Greek male.
That's the only time I've ever been invited into a sauna.
That's a weirdo ran up on him.
Remember that? Nice guy, though. He's a good looking guy.
Hey, you have a gym membership to go to the sauna.
You know what I was thinking, too? Like, in no scenario, because I don't know what it will do to the Earth and the alignment of the planets. Mm-hmm. In no scenario, Crowder, can we ever have you in the same room as Chris Middleton? Because teeth are going to be flying everywhere. I don't know. I don't know what would happen if you guys were in the same room. So if we ever have an opportunity to do a sit down with Chris Middleton, you cannot be there, or he would have to be on video, because between the two of you, I don't know what would it would be like crossing streams in Ghostbusters. Like you don't know what's going to
He has children teeth. I have teeth that fall out. We have a dental situation if I ever talk to Chris Middleton.
So if they invited you to the game tomorrow, Solana, would you participate now, or have you written it off?
Not important. Erroneous.
Would you create your own Solana TV team?
I might. You know, I have a little pool over there. I'm sure I can call and say, hey, here's a situation. Uninvite Odyssey, and I'll put a squad together.
Well, no, just be another team. Just be another team.
Yeah, I'll put a squad
together.
Throw your
own team.
Throw Amy at the five. You're going to win the game.
Pick and roll with Amy Audibert. I mean, come on.
Who's on the Odyssey team?
Do we know?
I don't know. But I'll tell you what. I will Jimmy Butler with the Minnesota Timberwolves, the mother bleeping Odyssey team. Give me a Rolex. Give me jean shorts. I'll look like I'm playing at Rucker Park in 2003, and I'll kick all their asses.
That's what you should do. You should get yourself onto the team for tomorrow and then just take everyone out. Just be launching balls at Vlad's head, at Jay Figg's head, throw bows, but to your own team. Like, just create an absolute mess.
So based
don't hit Jay Figg.
No.
That's the girl. Yeah.
Based on the most recent text I got, looks like I wouldn't have been able to play in this tournament anyways tomorrow, because it happens to be during the Heat Bucks game tomorrow, which is an interesting time to schedule it. Huh.
Huh. It's not during the day?
No. Apparently it's at 5.
It doesn't make any sense, because Channel 10 has a team and 4. Are you sure?
No, but apparently it's at 5 p.m. Yeah.
What time's the game tomorrow?
7:30.
What, you're playing a 2.5-hour pickup game against Mike Cuno?
It's a tournament, Hawk. I mean, you take 2 to 3 hours.
Make sure you're ready.
I'm a 2-time semifinalist of this tournament. I think I'd know a little bit.
They play one game at a time, full court? Or do they take advantage of both buckets?
2 half-court games going on at once, but there's probably 10 to 12
How long do you think this is going to last?
I'm on the air at 6:15.
Planning on locking down Dookie Lang? What's going on here?
I'm clean going at it. What are how long are the games? What are they in, like 6 to 2?
It's like a 5 or 10 minute running clock. You guys know Sheldon Fox from Fox 7 News?
Yeah.
I love him.
He drinks wine with a straw.
Sheldon Fox does.
Yep.
Does he really?
Every time you say his name, every time I see him, I've been out with him
because he doesn't want to get purple on his teeth, I bet. Because he's very concerned with how he looks. Yeah. I'm telling you. Nobody reports on Miami, like beach stories and, you know, sleazy criminals, better than Sheldon Fox. The guy can weave a yarn unlike anyone in local news.
I do know Sheldon Fox. He is. He's not the wine straw drinker. It's Sheldon Richards. Richardson. He drinks wine with a straw. Yeah, he doesn't care about his looks that much.
Well, Sheldon Fox, Hawk, you're right. Guy is extremely good looking.
That guy was
well put together
for WSVN.
Yeah,
he was built for, like, if they created a reporter in a lab, Sheldon Fox is what SVN created.
Well, he complained about me hand checking in a Heat media tournament a couple of years ago. I was very upset about that because
I stand with him.
What is this? 2008 NBA? All of a sudden, like the old school guys want the NBA to go back to the Jordan years.
Let me tell you something. I've seen Sheldon Fox walk up to crack dealers with a camera and say, "Explain yourself. You're polluting our streets with your crack." This guy's not afraid of anybody. So if you were hand checking him, maybe you were reaching around or something. Maybe you were doing something that really
reaching around.
Yep. Maybe you were doing something that was actually worthy of a complaint to HR, which it sounds like what Sheldon Fox dropped on you.
And Sheldon has that in the report seriousness. Here with Pooh Bear, 17th and second.
Yeah, he's right. He's angry on your behalf. You know what I mean? Like, I
he's
just
so
love
mad at
his
it.
Reporting. He is. He's angry at Pooh Bear. It's such a great call.
I love Sheldon.
In video obtained exclusively by WSVN7, you will see Pooh Bear here take a swing at the unassuming visitor from Tuscaloosa, here just to enjoy a college football game. And then it cuts to him, you know, going right up to Pooh Bear. Excuse me, Pooh Bear.
Hey, Pooh.
Maybe we can ask Gelb about it. Let's do a real quick. Speaking of the Heat, by the way, we have Heat tickets to give away today. Heat and Magic next Monday night. We have a 4-pack. We will give them away today. Zach Gelb is going to join us. We can ask him about you not being invited to participate in this game. I imagine he might have an opinion or two. So let's do a real quick look at the headlines so we have enough time with Gelb. The headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The Florida Panthers were in action yesterday. They did pick up another victory, 5-2. Over the Anaheim Ducks, beat him for the second straight game. They have the LA Kings tonight, 10 p.m. on the road, game two of a 4-game West Coast trip.
All right.
Heat did lose yesterday. They started Bam and Khloe Ware. It didn't work yesterday for whatever reason. It didn't work. Pelle Larsson and Duncan did lead a fourth quarter comeback. They got it all the way to 7, could have had it to 5, but ended up losing to Joe Cronin, who was on hand yesterday.
He was there.
Boots on the ground. That bald-headed mother bleeper.
Should have Sheldon Fox do a report on Joe Cronin in his SVN style. And then, you know, just approach Cronin on the bench.
Joe would cry.
Excuse me, Cronin. Now, when you had an opportunity to do right by Damian Lillard and you chose not to, what was your thinking? Joe Cronin left the premises immediately. We followed him to Bayside, where we were able to speak to him again outside the Pagoda Piercing Palace.
Excuse me, Joe. The second thing, why is Pooh Bear hitting people?
You were able to run into Joe Cronin once more at the shuttered Bongos Gloria Estefan restaurant. And we asked him, Joe, he fled trying to take cover on a Russian oligarch's cruise, a Russian oligarch's cruise ship parked outside the arena. I jumped onto the ship a la Taken.
Off of the Ferris wheel out there on the corner.
I found him in one of the cabins underneath, cavorting with women who were obviously sold onto this ship through nefarious means.
Sheldon Fox is Liam Neeson.
He's the best, right?
He's the best. Somebody gets kidnapped, you call Sheldon.
Yeah, right? He's got a particular set of skills.
Either of you upset about Ichiro Suzuki not being a unanimous selection for the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I mean, he's going into the Hall of Fame. He was one vote short of a unanimous selection. I can't imagine what would possess someone to say he doesn't have the Hall of Fame credentials, but whatever, he's still going in.
I was listening. A bunch of his numbers came overseas, so they were saying that was the reason. I think it's ridiculous.
But it is the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's not the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, so those numbers count.
I think it is, though. I think it is the National Baseball Hall of Fame. It's just based on Major League Baseball statistics, I believe so, or baseball in the United States.
Hmm. Well, if that's the case, then keep that bum out.
No, it's ridiculous. He has 3,000 hits. He's literally the hit king in less years. If anything, that makes it more impressive. I've never been so outraged about something the more I read about it today. I think in the history
sounds like
of
you're
sports.
Outraged by a lot lately. You're very prickly. You didn't get invited to the thing, and now Ichiro.
Yeah. Oh, that new house we hit on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That mortgage changed people.
I thought saunas were relaxing you. They seem to be having the opposite effect.
I think I'm just seeing things clearer now, you know?
Oh, that could be. Enough taking advantage of Solana.
Yeah, just
those days are over, world.
Stop sitting close to people in the sauna, too. Spread it out.
Well, that's what got him in trouble with Sheldon Fox with the hand checking.
Hand checking people in the sauna.
Yeah, Sheldon Fox wasn't complaining about the basketball game. You hand checking him in the locker room.
I will say, man, Hawks generation and up, you guys are way too comfortable with locker room nudity. And I don't know what it is, but way too comfortable with showing
different
your
world
your penis,
back then.
Man.
It's a different world back then.
Yeah, but it's, I've said this a number of times, like, your pieces, like you, we got the same pieces.
No.
Oh, you're so
two
protective,
cheeks,
Gen
two...
Z. Gen Z, you're so protective.
Solana, everyone on this show right now, four of us on the screen, two cheeks, two berries, one stick. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to see it.
What's the point in that?
I don't want to see it.
But don't look.
Why are you asking me?
I mean, I'm in the locker room. What do you want me to do?
Why are you?
I'm not walking through Publix. I've never been naked in Publix.
Hey, Brett at the J. Why are you asking me about the Yankees no beard policy, staring right at me in the mirror with your penis out?
And perhaps you misunderstood him. He was asking you about Yankee something, but it wasn't baseball.
You might have been talking about Aaron Judge.
You think at your gym they all call you Yankee because you're a Yankee? Well, we got to get to go.
Sauna guy.
There
goes Sauna guy. Go try Sauna guy. He's always in there.
Are you talking about Yankee? Oh, all right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954 more. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the low 60s. That is your weather.
That guy's clubbed more dongs than Mickey Mantle. Ooh, Yankee in the locker room.
Your name at your gym is Yankee. Oh, goodness.
That's funny. Like, he thinks his nickname is Yankee because he doesn't have a Hispanic accent or anything. So they call him Yankee, but little do they know. Little does he know why they call him Yankee. All right, Zach Gelb is going to join us. Speaking of Yankees, Zach Gelb is going to join us from the WFAN studios in New York. We'll talk some sports with Gelby from the Big Apple next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Zach Gelb is going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He can be heard every afternoon nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. Joins us from the WFAN studios in cold and icy New York City. Looks like he's in the Boomer and Geo studios today, based on the video I'm looking at. How come you're in their studios?
I'm always in their studio. I'm just in a different seat today.
So. Ah, different angle. You get to see a different angle. All right,
there's a big head. And I'm not talking about the one that Solana sees in the shadow.
Bunch of stuff that I want to talk about. Bunch of stuff. Let's jump into Sunday's games with you first. Eagles are a 6-point favorite over Washington. Washington has been an amazing story throughout the season and the playoffs. Do you have a lean on Sunday's early game?
I think the Eagles win. I've been going back and forth if I have them covering. Right now, I'm going to say it's 27-20 in favor of Philadelphia, but I think this is going to be a good game, a close game. And these two teams, obviously, they play twice a year now, third time a year, but the last time they played, that's when Jalen Hurts got knocked out of the game. and you saw Kenny Pickett come on in, and the Commanders had a bunch of turnovers, but Daniels put up 5 touchdowns. So I like Philadelphia, and I lean Philadelphia because of their defense, I think is going to be the difference in this one, and Saquon Barkley will be able to do enough to take the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
No concern. You bring up Jalen Hurts with the head injury last time. No concern with that knee, because when I'm looking at the line, I'm like, Jalen couldn't move after his knee got bent back.
Yeah, so I couldn't believe it, you know, being at the game and just watching it and seeing that decision to have him be in the gun when he took the safety and how he was at his 8 when the ball was snapped and you take a safety. Like, I would have ran the ball, but still how you, with a mobile quarterback, take a safety when the ball snapped at the 8, I've never seen that. So there is some concern, that there's no doubt about it, but ultimately – the Eagles' bread and butter is Saquon Barkley. And also, I will defend Jalen Hurts a little bit. If A.J. Brown, you know, maybe puts down the book and catches the football in that game too, he was wide open. It was right there. Was
sounds like such a crusty sports talk host there. Put down the book and catch the ball.
Find your inner excellence when the ball is right in your hands, for crying out loud. That's 40 more yards than a touchdown pass.
Channeling your inner Jody McDonald here. Put the book down the ball.
This narrative's crazy. When you're on the sideline, you just sit there and stare at people and talk trash about nothing. They're making a deal about this man reading. I think it's encouraging to have him reading and trying to get motivation throughout drives.
Well, all kidding aside, if that's what he needs to get locked in, I am fine with it, no problem. But I talked to him after that game, and I'm like, are you frustrated? And he's like, well, why does everyone think I'm frustrated? And honestly, I was sitting there at halftime, and I was talking to John Kincaid, who does radio, and I go, what's AJ Brown's stat line? He goes, 1 catch. I go, he's either going to go off in the second half or there's going to be something that happens on the sideline. Because just a few years ago, he was pouting after they beat the Giants and he had no production, really. So, you know, it's typical wide receiver behavior and it makes a real entertaining media.
What about Mark Andrews? I want to ask you about the late game and I want to ask you about Aaron Glenn. But what about Mark Andrews? I mean, can you blame a loss on a guy?
Yeah. So are there moments in the game where you could be critical of John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson? Sure. You know, this is 2 years in a row that I don't think the Ravens ran the ball enough in games that they ended up losing. Only 22 total carries combined for Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Can you get a Lamar for the interception? Can you get a Lamar for the fumble? Of course. But Mark Andrews, right, fumbled the ball in the fourth quarter down 5. And even then, right, they still had a position to, they put the ball in the end zone later in the game, and they're going for 2. I know it wasn't a perfect throw. I know he was a little bit late. The ball hits you right in the hands. You got it. You may not win the game still, but you tie the game. Allen could go right back down, get a field goal, touchdown, whatever, but you got to catch that ball. So that's the first person I put blame on, and really the biggest person of blame in that game.
And the narrative on Lamar Jackson, because you only have so many games to talk about. So everybody's saying, you know, Lamar, oh, he can't win the big one. This is another time losing. Well, Josh Allen, I think, is about to get his ass whooped, you know, by Patrick Mahomes like everybody does. But does anything change with how we look at Lamar Jackson? Because that offense had, what, 450 yards of total offense? Those damn, again, Mark Andrews fumbles on the 20 and changes the game too that way. Does the narrative of Lamar change after that game in your mind?
Lamar still needs to win a Super Bowl. But can I blame him for this game? And they lost because of Lamar Jackson? No. There are games in the postseason before they've lost because of Lamar Jackson. I still think the world of Lamar. I thought it was stupid when Bill Polian, when he was coming out of the draft, was like, oh, he needs to be a wide receiver, a running back, whatever he said. I've always been a big defender of Lamar. But the last 2 years, you've had good opportunities, and your team has been able to get the job done. But last year, I was more irate at Lamar. This year, I am not. And by the way, I think – maybe I'm a sucker here, and I said about a month ago I won't pick against the Chiefs until they're out of the postseason. I love the Bills this weekend. Absolutely love the Bills to win the game in advance of the Super Bowl.
What that answers that question. What do you think about Aaron Glenn? What's the reaction there in New York? I was saying to Crowder at the beginning of the show, like, his friend Rex Ryan really wanted the job. I don't know if New York fans, if that was the percolating feeling up in New York that Rex was going to get it. What do you think of the Aaron Glenn hire?
I think people were like, oh, okay, Rex Ryan, right? There were some good moments there, back-to-back AFC championship games. I don't think anyone actually thought Rex was ever going to get the job. Usually the guy that is out of coaching and is screaming that he wants the job rarely does get the job. So in this case, I think Jets fans, they never believed they were getting Ben Johnson, but they thought that they were going to maybe get Mike Vrabel. But then once Vrabel interviews with the Jets, the Patriots make their decision and he goes to New England. After that, the feeling was it's going to be Aaron Glenn. There are some people that love it, right? Former Jet, worked in the organization after his playing career. But then there are some people that are like, we just had that defensive, hot defensive coordinator in Robert Saleh, and that didn't work out. So the big question now becomes, will Aaron Rodgers be back? And the early reporting indicates that Aaron Glenn said that he wants Aaron Rodgers back next year. So that's kind of the takeaway in the multiple directions that we go with Aaron Glenn.
Hey, do you think the Lions' Super Bowl window has closed? I mean, Campbell loses both of his coordinators now. And I don't know, I feel like 14 wins or 15 wins, the one seed, it was perfect for them. I know all the defensive injuries, but it was perfect for them. They lost to a rookie quarterback. Do you think it's like donezo for them in terms of not winning games and being a playoff team, but Super Bowl contenders with this core?
So I think it's really a conversation that has turned into a dumb conversation. The Lions were terrible. The Lions got embarrassed. Defensively, offense, they were not good enough to win the game. Do I think the window now closes where, yes, last year they're up 17 in the NFC Championship game, didn't slam the door shut. This year you have the number one seed. They were kind of like the Ravens of last year, you know, except this year. But if you tell me that the Lions window is closed, who are the three teams in the NFC that you feel confident about being better than them next year? Like, I'm not saying that it's going to be as good of a regular season, but my takeaway is next year, I really don't care what happens with the Lions in the regular season. It's when you get in the postseason, can you get the job done? But to even with losing coordinators, and I know that's not easy, but hey, that's what happens when you're a good team. The Eagles will be there next year. The NFC North, you have a lot of teams that are question marks, even though they're good. You know, San Francisco, maybe they could return to dominance. The Rams are solid, but we don't know if Stafford's going to be back. Even the Commanders, look at the way that we talked about the Texans last year. They didn't take that next step. So I don't even think there's three teams in the NFC that I could say will definitely be in front of the Lions next year.
Ben Johnson goes to the Bears. How do you think he's going to do? And also, who do you think ends up in Dallas?
I think it's going to be Brian Schottenheimer. If you asked me this 2 days ago, I would have said Kellen Moore. But the Dallas Cowboys, this is just Bobby Carpenter said this to me yesterday. They're trying to find the middle ground between Mike McCarthy and Jason Garrett. Like, nothing against Mike McCarthy, nothing against Jason Garrett. Mike McCarthy, I think, is underappreciated. But, you look for a head coach, right? You try to find the next Bill Walsh, the next Vince Lombardi, the next Bill Belichick, or even in this day and age, right, a Dan Campbell. And you're doing, okay, we're going to take the best from McCarthy and the best from Jason Garrett, and that's what we'll put in the middle. So I guess it's going to be Schottenheimer, but Jerry only cares about drama, and that is a dramatic hire that really doesn't make a ton of sense, and people that he could control, and obviously he could control Schottenheimer. In terms of Ben Johnson with the Bears, they had to get Ben Johnson once Vrabel was out. We'll see if he's one of those innovative offensive minds that translates well into a head coach, or if he's one of those guys that's just better off as an offensive coordinator. But if the Bears can't get this going with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, I will never give them the benefit of the doubt ever again.
And back to Dallas, because somebody asked me this other day, will Jerry Jones win another Super Bowl as the owner? And I flat out in my heart feel no.
Yeah, I just feel as if he's
too involved. Just because he's going to be, like you're saying, why aren't you finding the best? Because why do you have to find something? It's really, like you said, you're trying to find somebody that will deal with Jerry Jones. You're not trying to find the best coach to run that team. It's crazy to me.
Jerry Jones is better equipped in the year of 2025 to be running a reality TV show than the Dallas Cowboys. It's not taking away anything that he has done in his career, but this organization has not been to an NFC Championship game or a Super Bowl since the 1995 season. So basically, in my lifetime and Solana's lifetime, we've never remembered seeing the Cowboys in an NFC Championship game, and it's because they don't try to build a team in terms of winning the Lombardi. They just build the team based off the most amount of drama possible. And you see that with contract negotiations and how they just let it go all the way down to the last hour. and you just see with so, like bringing Zeke back this year. Why are you bringing Zeke back? They just do what grabs the headline rather than what translates into victories.
Even signing his guys late was headline grabbing. You're going to spend the money anyway, but you drag it out. You drag it out because you like.
Well, look
the
at
attention.
Dak. They Jerry wanted to go all in last year, right? That's what he said. They could have given Dak a new contract before the start of free agency and then allocated those dollars the way that they wanted to create more cap space. Instead, they waited and waited and waited and waited until the Sunday when the season started in week one to finally get the deal done. And that's why they couldn't go get any players this past offseason.
How's the weather up there in New York, Elby? It's chilly here in Miami.
Freezing.
It's like mid-50s.
Oh, you know what? I don't understand weather anymore because it's 9 degrees here today and it feels warmer than where I was coming from the other day, which was Atlanta, where it was 20 degrees. And I've been in Buffalo a -2 degrees, but 20 degrees in Atlanta when I was there, it felt as if it was the coldest.
Weren't you in Atlanta yesterday, Crowder?
Yes, in Atlanta, it was a snowstorm. It was cold as all hell in Atlanta yesterday. My lips are still chapped.
Right? We needed to go to Magic City instead of spend the time outside in Atlanta. And that place is not Hotlanta. I cannot call it Hotlanta anymore. That place was not hot.
Yeah, Magic City got a little something, though, Gil.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you
those
know.
Lemon pepper Lou
that's what they call Solana's locker room at the JCC.
Yeah.
Magic City. All right.
Flopping around with Solana. Could be a new segment for you guys.
A stray at the end had no business to. What do you think of this?
Solana got a podcast.
Tomorrow.
Flopping around with Solana.
You heard of Bussing with the Boys? How about flopping with Solana? Solana, there's a Heat media tournament tomorrow at the Kaseya Center. All the different media outlets have a team and they
locker
play basketball
access tournament. For that?
And what's that?
Locker room access for that? I'm sure Solana will be walking in.
Well, maybe that's why he wasn't invited. But Solana was not invited by our Odyssey team. They he's the Heat pregame and postgame host, and he's a good basketball player. And we apparently are fielding a team. They didn't even ask him to play.
Seems like it's an oversight from the sales department, right? Is that what it seems like?
Solana?
Yeah, I don't know, Gelby. I don't know. I don't know what to talk it up to.
Solana is a jerk. So maybe some people are like,
maybe they're just not liked. It's possible, right?
Yeah,
maybe they just don't think Solana's a good athlete.
Maybe they don't think he would contribute.
That
we know.
Okay, all right. Just because your calves are 10 times the size of anybody else's on planet Earth, Gelby.
Yes.
Because you spend all day on the stupid treadmill with an 8 incline for some reason.
And yes, I would make you my biatch in the paint, all right?
No shot.
I would be able to back down
like
his calves,
a turkey.
Solana. His calves would hate
I would Dikembe
you.
Mutombo your shot, all
right? Hey, 1v1 me right now. I'm Jimmy Butler with the Timberwolves, and you're Lou Williams. 1v1 me right now.
What would you do at FAN?
Well, you know what? I don't even know if you would show up, honestly. You'd probably request a trade somewhere else if you're Jimmy Butler.
Gelb, on FAN, if they were having a basketball tournament, they didn't even bother to invite you. What would be your reaction?
Someone would be getting fired, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Someone would be
that
getting fired.
Yeah.
I'd be furious.
That guy is. He's carrying a big calf, if that's, that's what he
is. Wait till you see me in the locker room.
We'll see you, Gelb. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. See you, Gelby.
Love you, Solana. Love you all.
Yeah,
there you go. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. All right, we got to take a little break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Butt punt!
Hawk and Crowder.